I'm Tabitha Safdie for South Carolina Telehealth Alliance's My Telehealth. Matthew Hyatt grabs a bag of screws, taking one out to attach a monitor onto a cart. Hyatt is the technology director for Palmetto Care Connections, or PCC, a nonprofit that assesses telehealth needs and helps rural communities by setting up telehealth equipment. Today, he's at a behavioral health service center in Columbia, but normally he's in rural communities. The computer he's installing here will eventually be used for telehealth services. But before providers and educators can actually use telehealth equipment, like the one that's being installed today, they need a strong network connection. And that's one thing that PCC is working to fix. The consortium connects healthcare facilities across the state through a secured network. It's called Palmetto State Providers Network.
The nature of the network is that it's private. And that privacy allows any clinician that is on that network to have a private connection.
Hyatt says even sites that already have some sort of network connection need a strong connection to do live video conferencing via telehealth. The state's network is a result of an $8 million grant from the Federal Communications Commission, or FCC. Michael Hashker is the IT manager at MUSC's Center for Telehealth, who helped with the grant 9 years ago.
Being a very rural state, we understood that, you know, getting that grant would benefit the people in our state.
Now, over 100 facilities are a part of the Palmetto State Providers Network, allowing them to expand access to care beyond their local communities.
The first step in the process of delivering telehealth is to ensure that you have adequate connectivity.
Getting a high-speed broadband connection can be expensive, especially for smaller healthcare groups. But as a consortium, PCC can subsidize the cost up to 65%. The savings, over $1 million in 2016. It makes it more affordable for places like the Family Health Center in Orangeburg, which did not have a strong network connection a year ago. Leon Brunson is the CEO of the Family Health Centers. He says since the better connection, doctors have been able to use telehealth services to both connect with patients at other locations and to get patients in their office connected with specialists in bigger cities.
Between our 6 satellite centers, we only had 10 megabytes leading into each site. Okay, now we have 100 megabytes.
Brunson says the extra data allows them to connect digitally without interruption, which can be vital for a quality visit.
If you have availability, if you have these clinics and hospitals and other facilities, including schools, that could be really incredible deliverers of services to individuals, then a lot of the problems and challenges that we have by way of health and wellness can be directly addressed.
Minion Clyburn is a commissioner for the FCC. With telehealth and affordable broadband services, she says the benefits extend beyond individuals.
When you talk about bringing in technology, enabling telemedicine, honestly, it does save lives, but it could really transform and improve the economic welfare of the community.
Clyburn explains telehealth allows doctors to provide more care at a lower cost. As of 2014, the FCC reports 90% of the people across the country have access to broadband. But in South Carolina, there is a vast difference in urban and rural areas. Counties like Greenville and Columbia have over 97% access, while some rural counties have almost none. For the South Carolina Telehealth Alliance, I'm Tabitha Safdie with My Telehealth. South Carolina Educational Television is a member of the South Carolina Telehealth Alliance. For more information and to follow the stories, visit us online at secetv.org/telehealth.